Kate's recovering. We need to get her back to base.
Oh, that'll be easier said than done.
We've been getting worrying reports from the mainland.
What of?
Now, there'd been more rumblings from lizard kind while you were away. Isolated attacks on military bases, fast and lethal. They've left our people in a bit of a state, terrified.
I have an idea what that's like.
You weren't wrong going for their tech. It may be the only way to fight back.
Oh my word.
We need to do something about those things. Right now, they're between us and dry land.
Big, aren't they?
There are scores of them, all around the coast.
That was the risk, stopping off. That they'd get ahead of us. I hope it was worth it.
We've masses of data uploaded to the unit cloud servers. I just need to get back to my lab to do something with it.
Let's hope you come up with a better plan than the government.
Do they still want to drop nuclear missiles on them?
Colonel Shindy's with the PM in Geneva. Says the only reason nukes haven't been authorised is because she can't get home either.
So the Prime Minister's in the same boat as us? Not literally. Hang on. What do you mean we can't get home? Well, surely we just fly over them.
Maybe if we'd been here yesterday, but... Oh, no.
The Colonel said this could happen. Whitehall's lost patience. They've sent in the Air Force.
This is Red Leader. All flyers, targeting site. Fire at will. Not even scratched. Red Leader to Blade One. Prepare rockets. Over.
Roger that, Red Four. Coming around for another run. Over. What was that?
Bogey on our tail. Evasive maneuvers.
Tell me what just happened.
Greyhound leader on deck. The Air Force, ma'am.
I see. Well, let's do what we can to help.
Yes, ma'am. We'll come about and pick up survivors.
Osgood? Josh?
The Silurians. It's not just the sea creatures. They're controlling the skies as well.
Units scrambled all vessels to repel the marine hostiles. But it looks like we played right into their hands.
We're stranded.
Yes, ma'am. The whole of Great Britain's under siege from prehistoric monsters.
Sorry, ma'am. Thunderchild 5 got hit in the channel. We're pulling everyone back to the Bay of Biscay.
Casualties?
Most of the crew made the lifeboats. We lost about a dozen.
Too many. Osgood, have you come up with anything to block the Silurian control signals?
Not yet, ma'am. I need more resources. My lab, ideally.
Our drones got some pictures of the airborne creatures before they were taken out.
Osgood, take a look.
Pterosaurs. Genetically modified and weaponized, just like the sea reptiles. The Silurians must have run breeding programs for centuries in prehistory. Well, look at those scales, like armor.
All the reports Sam's getting are the same. Conventional weapons have no effect.
They wouldn't. We've been outmaneuvered. These Silurians have obviously been planning this stratagem for a long time. They knew how we'd respond.
Oh, it didn't help that they got inside the head of one of our operatives.
Captain Burmaster knew lots of the protocols. They've had weeks to rifle through his brain. Goodness knows how much contact he had.
He requested the Charybdis mission, didn't he?
There was no reason to expect trouble. It was supposed to be routine. No, this is no good. The enemy knows all our contingencies. I've got to come up with something new.
You stay right there. You're nowhere near 100% yet.
We need another way home.
How? There are dinosaurs patrolling the seas and the skies. Unless there's another ice age, or the Silurians suddenly spot an asteroid heading for Earth and go into hibernation, I don't see a way past them anytime soon.
Okay, so our battleships can't get through. Well, what about something else? Something small?
You're both right. Josh, contact Gibraltar. See if they've still got those experimental supplies.
Oh? Oh, you mean...
Yes, and have Sam fuel up a helicopter.
Ma'am, do you have a plan?
The beginnings of one. I just need time to put it into action. And a helping hand.
Hello?
Captain Yates?
Ah, at last. Can you tell me what's happening?
Could you follow me, sir?
I'm here to see the Chief. Is she back? I gather there's been more trouble.
This way, please, sir. The others are in Miss Stewart's office.
The others?
This mission is of the utmost importance. You understand, Sam?
I do, ma'am. Though I can't help feeling I'm heading off in the wrong direction.
Believe me, you don't want to run into the things guarding British airspace right now. Just get there as fast as you can.
General Bambera's in Peru. Mace is in Japan. Colonel Shindy, Professor Klein and the others are at the summit in Geneva. It feels like we're missing boots on the ground.
Don't worry, Oscar and Josh are working on it.
With you out at sea, it feels like we've nobody in charge of things back on the mainland.
Actually, we do. They just don't know it yet.
Who, ma'am?
They're at the tower right now. Calling them is the very next thing on my to-do list.
In here, please, sir.
Thank you, Corporal.
You're late to the party again, sir.
Looks like we're back in action. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, and we're not alone.
Mike Yates.
Joe!
Oh, come here and give me a big hug. I've already squeezed the life out of Mr. Benton.
Touching as this reunion is, if you've all quite finished your hellos, can we get on?
Kate, where are you?
All at sea, in more ways than one.
Well, you were right behind me when we left Ascension Island.
We were waylaid rather more severely than anticipated. Until I can get back, I'm passing local command of unit operations to you. Captain Yates, Sergeant Benton and Miss Jones.
Gosh, well, things must be bad.
Well, my options are limited. You're not my only alternative, but you are the most experienced.
I think that's a politically correct way of saying we're old.
You know the Earth reptiles. You've experience with them on land and sea. Some of it very recent. It'll stand us in good stead.
I take it you're expecting an all-out attack on the mainland.
I am. And I'm expecting Grand Marshal Jastrok to lead it.
Now, Krellick's mentioned Jastrok on the base before, you know, what happened.
Didn't Jastrok get killed when his base went up in smoke?
I think that's what he wanted us to believe. In the meantime, he's been gathering resources and listening in with his very own human bugging device.
Captain Burmaster.
There have been strategic strikes on unit resources, key weapons and transport bases disabled.
That explains the rather fraught atmosphere.
Our forces are scattered and cut off, just as Jastrok planned. You three are the country's last line of defence.
Grand Marshal, the Eries of the North have all awoken.
The patrols are airborne.
As of sunrise, we reign supreme over the skies and shores of this island. Our hybrids operate under my central control. Standing orders are to repel all human movement.
Good work, Kalana. Silurian science, alive after millions of years. We are truly the masters of this world. The apes must be taught this lesson all over again. How long till the fear trigger can be replicated?
I am collating the components. It will not take long for our scientists to make hundreds more. Mere days.
Our technology can be used for a far greater purpose than our weak leaders could ever foresee. The triads, Eldaine, Iktar, their petty councils. They had no idea how to wield true power.
Perhaps they did, but were too afraid.
Indeed, General. To reach our potential takes courage. I do not shrink from that challenge. We have done enough to show our intent. The borders are closed. This island is isolated. Now we take their seat of power out from beneath these apes.
You are ready for the ground forces, Grand Marshal.
We should do what we came here to do. Wake them.
I have summoned your escort. Where are you going?
To the Eight Primitives' first city. They call it London.
Welcome to operations.
God, all you needed for maps in our day was a big table and some pins.
And paying very careful attention to where you placed your team out.
If we could get on. As I was saying, Kate, we've seen reported incidents fanning out from known Silurian shelters.
We assume this Grand Marshal Jastrok had sympathizers seeded throughout Reptile Society. He's been reviving supporters across several hibernation nests, but there can't be more than 100 or so.
Which is why he's called out the guard dogs.
Exactly. Now they've established a cordon around Great Britain, they must be ready to move to the next phase.
Well, it looks like the flying dinos came from the Scottish Highlands. There have been sightings and they're reported on the internet.
Our usual contacts are locking that down. We've done well to avoid a panic so far.
Well, we think the Silurians are keeping to the countryside. You know, hills, forests and what's left of Britain's unspoilt wilderness.
All targets so far have been military. They're staying clear of major population centres, with a few exceptions.
Aircraft on the ground have been smashed to pieces. Portsmouth and Southampton docks were wrecked by those sea monsters, and now most of UNIT seaworthy vessels are stuck out here.
Having said that, as of an hour ago, tactics have changed. A group's been spotted near Regent's Park, with more hybrids. Land predators.
They must be terrified.
Think of the chaos, though, Joe. Ever heard of Tyrannosauruses charge down Lewisham High Street?
I know, I remember the last time.
All we can do for now is work with the Deputy PM and news agencies to keep up the nationwide curfew.
I thought it wise to activate bird flu epidemic procedures. After all, they did try to wipe us out with a plague once before.
Sounds like a sensible plan. You'll have backup arriving soon.
I know it's supposed to be a mini-sub, but there's Mini and then there's Mini.
Don't tell me you're not enjoying being cooped up together.
Mind on the job, Josh, please.
Here we are, alongside one of those, what do you call them?
Plesiosaur. Crossed with some of the armoured land reptiles. I saw traces of Stegosaurus, Ceratosaurus and Allosaurus.
Yes, but you think he saw us?
Honestly, Josh, did you come along to help or just for the captive audience?
Don't worry. Far too small for them to notice.
You had to say it, didn't you?
Uh-oh. We've got someone's attention. How's our ticket out of here coming along?
Well, I've never had to assemble one in a confined space before. I was hoping we'd be closer.
Oh, we're not going to get a choice.
Oh. Sounds like teeth. Allosaurus, I told you.
All's good.
Almost there. Coordinates in. One second.
We don't have it.
Right, grab hold of this. Squeeze in tight.
I thought you'd never ask.
Meet them on Tower Green, Kate said. Any minute now.
It's all so much grander than our little old UNIT HQ.
Yes, I remember when we thought a country manor was the height of luxury.
I mean, the actual Tower of London?
Yes, they've clearly got a much bigger budget than we have.
There they are.
Osgood. And who's this?
Joe, this is Captain Josh Carter. Josh, the legendary Joe Grant. Sorry, Jones.
Oh, I've heard a lot about you.
From Osgood? I'm sure you have.
Well done, Captain Carter. I'm glad you're both here in one piece.
And how was the trip, miss?
A little bumpier than expected. We were barely within transmat range.
When a dinosaur chowed down on our sub.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, not you, sweetie. I mean the dinosaur. I saw them at the sea base. Beautiful animals, forced to go against their nature. And I'm sure old tin boxes were never in their diet. You probably scared it.
Let's move. Kate says you can help.
I'll get straight to my lab. Access the Silurian data that Kate uploaded. Genetic codes, psionic wavelengths. I need to work out how the controls for those air and sea patrols work and find a way to block them.
Grand Marshal! Marshal Jastrok will deal with the human leaders. You scientists and warriors will come with me. We will meet no resistance. If we do, we will wake the fear dormant in their primitive minds. Soon, we will fashion more of these devices and use them across this land. Already the humans hide in their homes. They are cattle, nothing more. Remember how we kept them in cages. How we set the strongest ones free to hunt them across the plains. We will do so again. This island is ours.
I see. With so many of us at sea, units thin on the ground. Barely 200 troops spread across these bases.
Captain Yates thinks if we focus on the leaders, we might have just enough to take them out.
It's all about using the resources we have to our best advantage. If Jastrok falls, the others may not be so willing to put up a fight.
Well, you know, I'm happy to lead an assault myself, sir.
This isn't the way, John. They're intelligent creatures. What we need to do is to try and persuade them to listen to reason.
We've been through this, Joe. They've proved themselves hostile. We don't have any option.
There are always options, Mike. Didn't you learn that from the doctor?
Captain Carter, what long-range ordnance do we have at our disposal?
We've targeting drones we could deploy against anything posing an immediate threat to the public.
But won't those pterodactyls knock them out first?
Armor-piercing bullets. We've explosive rounds that could provide cover.
This is barbaric.
Joe, please. These Silurians won't back down. Their animals aren't just pets. They've been turned into weapons of war. We have to protect the public.
And you can't think of anything better to do than blow them up.
Joe!
No, I've had enough of listening to you play soldiers, Mike Yates. I'm putting my faith in science.
Sergeant, I wondered if you might be able to help out.
Shall I go after her, sir? Try and calm her down a bit.
Thank you, John.
She's very spirited.
Joe is passionate. Idealistic. It's what comes of spending so much time with the doctor. I'm not saying it's wrong to have principles, but we've got to deal with reality.
I understand. And the reality is, Jastrok wants us dead.
I knew this would come in useful again one day.
Hello, Osgood. I was wondering if you needed a hand.
Oh, I'm not sure if...
Oh, how clever! A directed psionic beam emitter. Oh, something like this could work as a
reptile brain jammer. Well, I built it to deal with something a little less sophisticated than the Silurians.
Well, why don't I put together a power booster from these bits and bobs?
That would be very useful.
Don't look so surprised, sweetie. I did learn something for all those years with the doctor. And now, well, Santiago keeps me updated with all the latest apps and widgets.
Santiago?
My oldest grandson. One of 13. Oh, no, hang on. No, I think it's 14 now. I can never remember. Cliff and I had 7 wonderful children together.
I don't know how you do it.
You don't want me to draw you a diagram, do you?
No, I mean all that saving the planet and still having time for everything else. I hardly see anyone outside the job as it is.
Well, what about that dashing Captain Carter? Isn't he your fella?
Oh, I don't really have time for that kind of thing.
That kind of thing is what makes all the saving of the planet worthwhile. You should try it sometime, sweetie.
Excuse me, Joe. Captain Yates wanted to make sure you were all right.
Did he? Well, you can tell him I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, come in, Mr. Benton. My lab's a bit better equipped than your attic.
Yeah, so I see. Anything I can do to help, ladies?
Well, while I'm busy assisting UNIT's scientific advisor, you could always make us both a nice cup of tea.
Our steeds have fed well. This world might have changed, but we still have the hunt. Whoa there!
What is this building, Lord Jastruck?
A place of worship, where the apes pray to their gods. Not that it will serve them any purpose today. Walk on! Come! Let us enter this Westminster Abbey!
So, gentlemen, you have a plan?
Yes, ma'am. And if what you're doing works...
Let's hope there's no if about it.
We need to buy time. We'll do that by locating the leaders and focusing what resources we have on them. Jastrok is our priority.
How many do we have to go against them?
With air carriers grounded, it's tricky bringing people together. As soon as anything takes off, the pterosaurs are on them. We've got them coming over ground as fast as they can to converge on North London.
I thought the Silurians were avoiding the city.
They were. That group at Regent's Park, Captain Carter. What's the latest?
They're on the move. Jastrok's going to be easier to locate than we thought. Look.
Oh, no.
Mike, what is it?
London Zoo. Apparently the predators have fed.
We'd better make sure they don't make the people of London their next course.
They came down Regent Street in Whitehall.
Thank goodness you cleared the streets.
Now Jastrok's called for a meeting with the ape leaders. Under a flag of truce.
Given current circumstances, that'll be you two.
I suppose so. Ready to face the enemy, Captain Carter?
Always, Captain Yates.
Keep him talking, but don't give an inch. Well, I don't have to tell you how to do your jobs. Good luck, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Noisy apes. Remember how tranquil this world was when it was ours. So it will be again.
You called for a meeting under truce.
I take it you know what the white flag means.
Do not fear, little apes. You may feel safer accompanied by weapons of war, but you know I can disable your machines with a switch. Stop there.
We represent Unit Command, overseeing this country's security. I'm Captain Yates. We almost met at Scarfell.
And I'm Captain Carter. Don't think I've had the pleasure.
I do not care what labels mammals give themselves. I simply want to pass on this message.
Go on.
I inform you of the terms of apekind's surrender.
What? We thought you wanted to talk.
There is no negotiation.
This world belongs to both our species.
No. It is ours. Humans will submit to slavery, or else we will stimulate your collective race memory and begin to drive you into the sea.
I'm sorry. There'll be no surrender.
I will be generous. You have until sunrise tomorrow. Now go.
He's not going to bargain.
But he's not giving anything else quite yet. It makes me wonder how many of these fear triggers they actually have.
Chatter, little apes. Across the way is a building. The one you primates use for government.
You mean the Houses of Parliament?
We have established that it is abandoned. Your leaders cower in bunkers. I shall take it. Let your nation know I await your surrender there. Then the rest of this world can speak with this island's new rulers.
But...
this audience is ended. Go, before I loose my beasts. It is not long since they fed, but they are always hungry.
You haven't heard what we've come...
Come on, Josh. Grand Marshal Jastrok has made his position quite clear.
I'm glad you understand. They have no idea what we want. No matter. Kalana is already taking it.
Surround the fences. The humans hide inside. Halt! Don't come any closer! So, some are still fearless. Until I activate this. You see? Now we walk in and take what we need. Take cover! Eliminate all resistance!
Halt! I order you to...
Kill if you have to. I can use this on any that come close.
Gosh, there are more gadgets here than the Doctor ever had.
Really? Pull that power lever, Joe. Thanks. Could you bring me that crate, Mr. Benton? We can go through the odds and ends while the psionic tests are running.
Right you are. Isn't that the gizmo you used to appear out of thin air?
Sontaran transmat device. Well, it took us a while to figure out, but it's actually pretty straightforward.
Would have to be, wouldn't it? I mean, for Sontarans.
How does it work?
Oh, the interface is simple. Coordinates entered here. Once the power gauge glows purple, it's ready to fire. It automatically locks onto organic bodies in immediate contact.
Well, sounds like that one's cooked.
I suppose it can get you in and out of anywhere undetected.
Brilliant. A 93% match.
Is that good?
Well, Kate and I raided a Silurian database in the Greek islands. You see, there are so many species of dinosaur, aquatic, airborne and land-dwelling, they've spliced them together to make hybrids they can control psionically. With the intel we got from that nest, I can narrow down the range and fine-tune the brain stunner to cut the signal.
Oh, hang on, I was with you right up until the Greek islands.
Wow, now that's cool.
Is it him?
Sorry, that's just my ringtone. Hello, Josh?
We're on our way back. Jastrok's taken up residence in the Houses of Parliament. He's given us an ultimatum.
That's not good.
I don't suppose you...
Working on it.
Captain Yates wants everyone in Kate's office for a briefing. Be there in 20 minutes.
Okay, see you there. Right. Silurians have occupied Westminster and we need something to show Kate. You two, all hands to the pumps.
Has she got anything?
Not yet, but she will. Osgood always comes through. Sir?
Things are worse than we thought. That meeting with Jastrok was a distraction.
What's happened?
The atomic weapon R&D facility at Holtmarston. It's been overrun by Silurians.
Oh, no.
What's more, they've taken hostages.
When we left them, they barely knew how to hit rocks together. While we slept, they have released the power of the atom. Weapons to poison the earth, its seas and its skies. Now they are ours to command.
General Kalana, report.
The nuclear armament base is ours. Our scientists can start work replicating fear triggers.
Soon we will have enough to subjugate the ape population. And the contingency?
I will locate the warheads and ready them myself.
Good.
Round up the surviving apes. Secure them below the control area.
It seems you have everything in hand.
Thanks to your strategy, Grand Marshal. You occupy their council?
Yes. It is a primitive place, as we'd expect. Wood and mammal hide. But it will suffice. Take your seats in my new council chamber. Tomorrow, you can use the fear triggers to secure more hostages. First, any ape warriors nearby. Then begin taking them from their homes.
Yes, breeding females and the young. Their leaders will have no choice but to surrender. This island's population will be at our mercy.
Once we claim this land, this ape world will recognize us. The first Saurian state of the third millennium. It will serve as our base to move against the rest.
Hail Grand Marshal Jastrok, Lord of the Saurians.
Hail Lord Jastrok.
Let us reclaim the name they gave us. the Anthropocene Age gives way to the new Silurian Epoch. And this Great Britain will be our homeland. Nova Siluria!
You've narrowed it down to these non-lethal weapons.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't like this in the old days. I mean, if something came at you, you shot it, point blank.
Oh, things have moved on a little since then. Kate favours a more scientific approach.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Look, we need to talk to them, negotiate. War is never the answer.
But Joe, you haven't met this Jastrok.
No, but I have met the others, and it's what the Doctor would want. We're better than this. I know we are.
Yes, but in the meantime, Joe, we are relying on Miss Osgood's gadgets.
I've several options. These smaller brain jammers and this. Will you give me a hand, Mr. Benton?
Yes.
I think this is one we should show Captain Yates.
Yes.
What is it? It looks like a cannon.
Yeah, you're not far off. I've turned it to a wider range to target the flying dinosaur species. Smaller brains, you see.
Oh, I'll get the door.
Oh, look, if we're heading out, I'll need to get the men ready.
Men and women, Sergeant.
Yes, of course, miss. Just a figure of speech, I'm sorry.
Right now, a few useful options for a non-lethal solution. Let me see. Coordinates for the Houses of Parliament. Once learned, never forgotten. And then wait for the purple light.
Hold on. I've left my radio back in the lab.
Oh, I'll ask Joe to bring it.
Will do. I'll be back in a second.
Okay, don't be too long. Oh, no. Was that what I thought it was?
Actually, miss, I don't think she's here.
How's it coming?
It's a slow process, Lieutenant, even with your fancy tech. I'd say we're 60% of the way there, maybe 65.
Not ideal, but it'll have to do. That's my boss. You just be thankful I'm standing between you and her. Wolfhound receiving, go ahead.
Greyhound 1 to Wolfhound, how goes Project Mercury?
Been running 19 hours and counting. They should have started to notice a difference on the mainland by now.
I can't see anything out there myself.
Give it time, Mike. Take it from me, there's quite a storm whipping up off the coast.
The troops are assembled at 562. We'll join them once Osgood arrives. Bring along whatever she's come up with.
Don't take any unnecessary risks. Remember, this is all to buy time, and you need to make Holt Marston safe.
Yes, we'll split into two task forces.
I'm sorry, I only left her for a second.
What?
Mike, what's going on?
You know how she is. Once her mind's set on something.
Slow down, both of you. Tell us what happened.
It's Joe. She's gone.
Hello. My name is Joe Jones of UNIT.
How did you get inside, ape?
We have very powerful technology you know nothing about.
You tried to intimidate us. Interesting. Go on.
I've come to negotiate. I spoke with Krellix in the underwater base you destroyed. He listened.
I know of your interference.
Would your people be willing to follow you if they knew what you did to him? To your own kind?
My followers are loyal. They will do what needs to be done. They have already sacrificed brothers and sisters in their nests under the northern hills.
How many of you are there? 100 or so against billions of us.
Your world will not countenance the deaths of 60 million.
Is that your plan? Hold the British population hostage?
The other 8 nations will recognize our status. They will let us stake our claim. All we need is time. Then we can remind this warm blood world who they should fear.
You think the rest of the world will let you do that?
If they do not, we will turn your own weapons on this land, and none will survive.
That is madness.
As I said, sacrifices must be made.
Ah, I understand now. You're fanatics.
We are revolutionaries.
You don't speak for all your people. The members of your race who met the Doctor would be ashamed. He believed your species capable of great things. Peace, cooperation, hope. You betray all of that.
Doctor, the alien who sought to interfere. I know this Doctor.
Then you know he'd stop you. The Doctor is my friend, so I'm duty-bound to do the same.
Such defiance in one so weak.
Weak? I'm not the one who has to surround themselves with dinosaurs and ray guns, exploiting animals to fight your battles. I came here alone, on my own terms.
Alone? You are UNIT. Put this ape on the pterosaur. Send it to Kalana to keep with the others. It will ensure UNIT's compliance.
No, you don't! You let go of me!
The rest of you, keep watch. If one of these vermin can slip inside, so can others. I want to know as soon as the humans surrender.
We've no option. Proceed as planned. If Jo has gone to Parliament, then I'll find her.
All right. Well, I suppose Holtmaster must be our priority, but please, keep her safe.
I've always tried to. She doesn't make it easy.
Ready, Osgood?
Ready.
Got the hang of that thing back there, Sergeant?
Yes, just like the old surface-to-air projectiles, sir. Bird that big, I just can't miss.
You'll find out soon enough, once they see you coming. Good luck.
And you, sir.
No, how does this go again? Unit, fall in. Fill every available truck. Next stop, Westminster.
All right, Mr. Benton.
Holding on, miss. Hello, we've got company. Tell your young man to keep us steady.
He's not my... Oh, never mind. Aim for the head. It'll knock out the control signal. Should confuse them and disable the weapons strapped to their necks.
Right you are. As the brig would say, chaps with wings, five round rapid. I think it works, miss.
Don't sound too surprised.
I'm quite capable of walking by myself, thank you.
The great warrior unit sends.
Looks can be very deceptive.
You try to appear unthreatening. Perhaps you conceal something else.
Ah! Jastrok's people did not
search you. Give me that!
Was that supposed to do something, little ape?
Didn't work. Well, didn't work in Parliament either. I suppose it hasn't been really fully tested in the field.
I will analyze this, too. Perhaps I can find some use, since you clearly cannot. Cage her with the others!
General Kalana, outside!
What is it?
You must...
I think it's getting easier.
Our destination's dead ahead. Only a few Silurians on guard.
They don't look too happy to be outside.
Right. I'll retune the Scion cannon to Reptilia sapiens.
Scion cannon? You're going with that?
Brain blaster's a bit too Josh.
Better check in. Greyhound 3 to Greyhound 2.
Greyhound 2 receiving. Status, Captain. Over.
Good progress, sir. Osgood's stun gun wanted to treat, and Kate's plan is starting to have an effect. Over.
Yes, I noticed. Reptile kind is slowing down. Over.
Don't know what the weather's like where you are, but it's just started snowing here. Over.
Good. I'm in sight of Westminster Bridge. Let's go to phase two. Out.
Why are you not attacking?
We cannot fight out here. It is too cold.
Then fall back and take positions under cover. This weather will pass. They must come closer to use the fear trigger.
Attention, Silurians. You'll notice it's a little chilly for the time of year. Well, the bad news is it's only going to get colder. Much colder. This isn't just a snap. We've redirected the Gulf Stream, enhanced our weather controls with a touch of alien science. The good news is your shelters are open. If you want to return to nice, warm hibernation, we won't stand in your way.
Is this true? The apes control the weather?
They lie.
There is a nest 2 miles west.
No! No, we stay and we fight!
When will these apes admit our sovereignty? When? These human huts are drafty. Bring me something to burn!
Grand Marshal Jastrok. Communication from human authorities.
At last. Which of their great powers is this? The ape states of America or the eastern primates?
Neither. This is Kate Stewart of UNIT. Am I addressing Grand Marshal Jastrok?
You?
Good. I'd like to discuss terms of surrender.
I told your minions. Your surrender will be unconditional and complete. We own this island.
Oh, I'm not talking about our surrender. I'm talking about yours.
What is this insolence?
Over several million years of evolution, do you know one of the most useful innovations humanity's come up with? Weather forecasts. Of course, you may not have a TV or radio, so I'm letting you know personally. There's an extreme cold front settling over Britain. It's already slowed down your Marine Guard.
What?
Our fleet's made good progress past them all. We've overridden their control signal, too. I think they might prefer the Med this time of year.
No!
I extracted a mine of information in Greece. I've had my best people on it.
We have your nuclear warheads. We will detonate them and make this island worthless to you all.
Oh, I'm losing the game, so I'm knocking over the board.
Hardly the move of an intelligent strategist. More that of a spoilt dictator.
You give me no choice.
There's always a choice. If you'd like to come outside, I'm very near...
Silence! Kalana! General Kalana, answer me!
Jastrok! Armed apes have surrounded this facility. They have neutralized the air patrols. They are knocking out my people.
We must show these animals who is in charge. Arm the warheads.
But Grand Marshal, the weather!
Do it! Now!
Attention, reptile forces. Your coup is over. Your shelters are open. We will not prevent an orderly retreat.
No! My warriors, you must stay!
We cannot... We need warm.
Deserters, you have lost faith. Listen to me. We have the power here. General Kalana has the power to destroy these apes. Kalana, tell me. You have not abandoned me! My hands... I cannot feel my hands.
Welcome back to Blighty, ma'am.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, I see I'm going to have to dig out my winter wardrobe.
That weather station's had quite an effect. I admit, I didn't quite believe it would work.
A little alien science goes a long way. I don't usually let private enterprise play fast and loose with our research, but Lime Industries' weather station is a special case. Let's hope they're as efficient at getting the Gulf Stream back to normal. Oh. May I, Captain? We've some visitors to repatriate.
Of course. Here you go, ma'am.
Attention, Earth reptiles. This is UNIT. Please take your animals and return to your nests peacefully. There are facilities beneath St. James's Park, recharged and expanded.
That way we can keep all the troublemakers where we can see them. Any sign of Jastrok?
Not yet, but his subordinates have told me where they took Joe.
Please comply with unit instructions. My troops will look after you.
That's the last of the guards.
Now, there's just one left inside to take care of. General Kalana, according to the file.
You mean the bloodthirsty warrior arming the nuclear missiles?
That's the one! Ready, Mr. Benton?
Yes, sir. But I have to tell you, I forgot about the running.
To let it out of here now! Quiet, apes! Or I'll use you for target practice. Doing, Kalana? You use those warheads, and this country is no use to anyone. They're poison.
I said quiet!
A hatchling could crack the detonation codes on these primitive weapons. Death will not keep you waiting long.
Our world is changing all the time. Some of us apes have already realized nuclear isn't the way forward. You knew that millions of years ago. Your science was way beyond ours then. Kalana, think what you could teach us.
We can teach you respect. It will be a lesson your world will never forget.
The alarms! She started the detonation sequence.
Kalana, step away from those controls.
Unit warriors! You killed my sister!
Sergeant, I'm going to distract her. When I do, can you get down there and free the prisoners?
Yes, sir. Are you sure you don't need my help?
I'll be fine. You want to avenge Triska. I understand. And I accept the challenge. Single combat.
Josh!
You're not the only one who reads the files, Osgood. I'm laying down my weapon. We settle this according to tradition. Hand to hand.
You wish to die, eh? Then die!
Josh! You'll get yourself killed!
Do you see what he's doing now? He's trying to buy us some time. Listen, I'll try and free the prisoners now.
Of course. And I'll get to those controls and deal with the nuclear warheads. I always get the easy jobs.
Sergeant Benton!
I'm here, Joe. We'll have you out of there in a tick. Right. Miss Osgood and Captain Carter are upstairs.
Behind you, John!
Sir, what?
Good work, Sergeant. Come on out, all of you. From what I saw, the rest of the enemy's forces are frozen stiff outside.
Oh, thank you, boys. Getting me out of a fix yet again. Gosh, it's just like old times, isn't it?
You're stronger than you look, ape.
Hadn't you heard? We evolve.
Yeah, it's more than that. I cannot snap your bones.
Maybe there are more like me. You don't know what you're fighting.
You have an advantage. You break the rules of combat. So can I. I have a way to make you fear me.
No! What have you done, ape?
How do you like a taste of your own medicine, Kalana?
Stay away! Hateful ape! What happened to her?
Oh, good to see you, Captain, Sergeant, and Miss Jones. When you vanished from Osgood's lab, you didn't realize quite what you took with you. But you got it close enough to work.
Stinking, jumping fingers.
Isn't that the brain jammer, sir?
Not quite. Osgood filled me in on the way over. She learned enough from the Silurian data files to make it into a reflector.
So, put it next to an active trigger,
and it'll bounce the fear stimulus back to the reptile brain.
That's right. But she just hadn't had a chance to test it.
Get back. Ugly primitives.
I'd say it's passed with flying colours.
Oh, real secret weapons over there. How are those abort codes coming on, Osgood?
Almost there.
Oh, warm blood. Bad power. Keep away. You're right to be afraid. I tried to tell you before about the human race and everything we've done to the world. We really are the most terrifying monsters.
Jojo, steady on.
No, she's right. These weapons have the power to destroy our own civilization. But not today.
There, behind the speaker's chair.
Apes cannot defeat the Jestruck. I will have revenge!
Well, you know what they say about that. Best served ice cold.
Move along! Steady now! We'll give you all the assistance you need. Not long, and you can all be sound asleep in the warm. This is the last of them, ma'am.
Thank you, Josh. Osgood's checked this facility over thoroughly. They won't be disturbed.
All done. Dinosaurs tucked in and cosy. A pity I couldn't keep just one.
Osgood.
I've uploaded a record of events to the Silurian database. Their own people can take care of Grand Marshal Jastrok and General Kalana.
Where are they? I didn't see them go in.
No. Come with me, Josh. I've some exclusive accommodation in mind for them. Thank you. We'll take it from here.
Inside, you two.
You cannot escape destiny. Apes will serve reptile kind. There will be a new Silurian age.
We'll see about that, shall we? In, about 5 million years.
In your position, ape, I would kill my enemy.
That's the difference between you and us. We're that bit more human.
You'll be sealed in here until your people see fit to let you out. Just hope that nothing drastic happens up top.
Why should it be our concern?
Because of the nuclear warhead half a mile above your heads, and 20 feet above that unit's black archive, it seemed fitting to keep you down here in the deep, deep freeze.
Unit lost good people because of you.
Terry Waring, Anne Thompson, Anthony Burmaster, and all our other loyal men and women. Your cousins beneath the Atlantic, too. Every death is on you. Your own leaders will see that you answer for your crimes.
Witch! Apes are weak!
This world is wasted on you. You will never reach your potential if you do not...
Shall we, Josh?
Yes, ma'am. It's a bit nippy all the way down here.
Apparently that's something we're going to have to get used to.
Oh, it breaks my heart. They can barely move. They're so cold.
Starting to know how they feel.
Are you saying you need warming up? Well, come on then. You can show me to my cabin.
Your cabin?
Oh, yes. Kate said I could sail with you to South America. Oh, think about it. You and me, Lieutenant Bishop, and a long sea voyage.
Okay.
Oh, darling, I'm just kidding. I'll be catching up with my gorgeously brilliant husband, Cliff, at the other end.
Hello, Sam.
Osgood, you're coming too?
Well, of course she is. I thought Osgood would like to gather some data. Not every day you can observe creatures millions of years out of time.
Their holding base was destroyed, but I think the ocean's big enough for them to find somewhere else to settle.
Oh, Cliff and I know some lovely whale watchers in Ecuador. Oh, these boys and girls might give them a bit of a surprise, though.
Right. I'll keep the control device at minimum, and they should follow alongside. We'll pick up some speed when we get out of the cold.
Right, then. Good to have you both aboard.
Oh, now, did you ever hear about the time the doctor and I found some Ogrons marooned in the Outer Hebrides?
No, I haven't read that in the files.
Ah, well.
Commander, let's head for warmer waters.
Uni, it's definitely not what it was.
One second, please. Thank you for checking, Mr. Benton. I know the Highlands were a bit of an overshoot.
My pleasure, ma'am. And the birds are all back in their nests.
That's air, sea and land lizards all taken care of. You'll be glad to get off on your holiday at last.
Yes, and I'll have Windmill 3 drop me off in Cumbria on the way back.
Well, so long as you're not tempted to parachute home, Sergeant.
Now, that would surprise Marjorie. And by the way, thank you for everything, Miss Stewart. I feel 40 years younger and, well, Greyhound 4 out.
Well, Mike, I think you can all stand down. You've done a tremendous job.
Anytime you need us, we'll answer the call.
It's good to know.
Though, I might prefer it to warm up before I go out on manoeuvres. Winter's come early.
And it'll be a long one. I've a meeting tomorrow with Felicity Lime to iron out some fuel subsidies to keep the country moving during our artificial cold snap.
You handle the politics as well as the fighting. I'm impressed.
I like to think I bring diplomacy to the table, not just a gun.
Miss Stewart, it's been a revelation. UNIT's future is in the best possible hands.
Thank you, Captain. We like to think so. Although in this job, you never know what the future holds.